Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, June the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And we shall begin this Taco Tuesday with consecration. Are you ready? Deep breath. Jesus is here. Just begin to tune your attention to him. Hear this word. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I've been thinking about, I don't want to get this too complicated, but I've just been thinking about inserting right here, that little chorus we love so much, just one time through. You ready? Sing it. I want you to sing it with me. There's something about doing this together and that changes the atmosphere. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Yeah, that feels right to me. Today's entry is entitled, Why It Will Take Courage to Become an Encourager. Our text is Judges chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. So we're sitting under the oak in Ophrah that belongs to Joash the Abiezrite, and we're watching his son Gideon cramming scraps of wheat sheaves of what cramming scraps of what sheaves of wheat could be found in the trampled fields into a wine press and trying to separate the grain from the chaff without anyone noticing. It is a painful, pitiful sight to behold. The angel of the Lord approaches Gideon. Into this timid, fearful shell of a man, the angel speaks these words, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." It reminds me of one of my favorite Latin phrases from law school, non sequitur. It means a conclusion or statement that does not logically follow from the previous argument or statement. Gideon, threshing wheat in a wine press, followed by, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Gideon sheepishly looks over his shoulder to see whom the angel might be talking to. When he discovers no one else is there, he responds with this, "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? That's Judges 6:13. Gideon believed in God. We see it clearly in his words. He heard the prophet's earlier proclamation of God's mighty deeds in the past. Rather than receiving the prophet's rebuke, I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live, but you have not listened to me. That's verse 10. Instead of heeding that word, Gideon hardened his heart. Look at his response. But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian. That's verse 13. Gideon still believed in God, but he no longer believed God. Like so many of us, he had heard the stories about God, but he had not heard from God. This is where encouragement comes into play. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. This is pure encouragement. The angel does not see what the world sees, which is a version of what Gideon sees himself to be. The angel sees what God sees. The angel has come to personally present God's point of view on Gideon. Now, I want to track out our earlier definition of biblical encouragement. I want you to hear this definition. I know it's long and winding and cumbersome maybe a little bit, but listen, we're trying to get past refrigerator magnets, okay? So in light of this scene, hear this definition. To encourage, in the biblical sense of the term, is to stand in the stead and agency of Jesus, participating in the work of the Holy Spirit to minister grace to human beings at the level of their inner person, communicating, conveying, and imparting life, love, courage, comfort, consolation, joy, peace, hope, faith, and other dispensations and manifestations of the kingdom of heaven as the moment invites or requires. An encourager must learn to see others as God sees them and to persist in making that vision personally and particularly known. This means the encourager must learn not merely to speak about God with people, but to speak for God into people. I think I would add, and to speak from God into people. It means the miracle of encouragement must first happen in and for us. It will take courage to become an encourager. That's what's going on here with Gideon. This what we're about to witness happen with Gideon. He's going to become a champion encourager, but it had to come to him before it could come through him. You're getting that. Let's pray. Father, it first humbles us and then scares us that you might want to speak through us to others, that you yourself would encourage someone else through us. We know we must first open ourselves to be encouraged by others in this same way. We're used to speaking a good word about you, but speaking for you and even from you strikes us as another thing entirely. We will need courage even to become an encourager. Come, Holy Spirit, and prepare us. praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal entry today, the journal prompts, can you put yourself into Gideon's shoes in this encounter? What does that feel like to you? Gideon is, he is cowering in fear. He's threshing wheat in a wine press. He's completely adjusted his life around his fears. And he's cowering. A lot of people have gotten knocked off their footing in all kinds of ways. And they've just sort of played it safe for a long time. And they know there's more, but they're just kind of stuck. And that's where Gideon was. Gideon was stuck. He knew he was not living into his full identity. Because we're going to see it keep unfolding in this story. This is one of my favorite Bible stories. You know, he's going to soon be saying things like, well, my clan is the smallest clan in the land. And get this, I'm from the least family in my clan. And then in my family, I'm the least member of my family. I mean, this is where I think Gideon, if I'm remembering it right, this is where he's going to be going. And, you know where the Lord is trying to bring us from that kind of place where we've been knocked down, maybe we've just sort of either sheepishly or even boldly played the victim card. You know, not my fault. This happened to me. You don't know what I've been through. And what the Lord is wanting to move us is to this place, to where we are willing to say, if not me, then who? If not here, then where? If not now, then when? That's the bumper sticker in the refrigerator magnet I want to make. That's the one we need to be waking up to every day as it relates to our place in this world and our walk with the Lord. If not me, then who? If not here, then where? If not now, then when? That's the ticket. And the way you get from threshing wheat in a wine press to that word, if not me, then who, that one, that's courage. And the way you get to courage is by being encouraged. And that's what we're doing this summer. This is the summer of encouragement. How's it going? We're going to sing here. I didn't even announce the hymn earlier. We're going to sing, this is one of my favorites. I know I say that every day. They can't all be my favorites, can they? We're going to sing, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. That's what we need. You know, you've heard the proverb, it is for lack of vision that the people perish. And it's often used by leaders to sort of justify their big plans. My vision, but listen, this is not about like my plans. This is be thou my vision. We need the Lord. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to be our vision. He is the vision. That's why every day in our consecration prayer, we say, I fix my eyes on you. That comes right out of Hebrews chapter 12. And of course, that comes right after Hebrews chapter 11, which is now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's this call to faith and this remembrance of all the great pillars of faith who saw the vision and ran in the path of it. And of course, 11 comes right before chapter 10, where it reaches the pinnacle of these people like us who really just want to turn back. They're tired. They're done. They're wanting to quit, throw in the towel. That's why Hebrews is an encouragement document. It's interesting, too, that when you get to chapter 11, guess who gets one of the mentions? Gideon. Gideon. Okay, you ready? Number 49. We'll sing all four verses. And then I got a special word for you at the end. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King, let's take it up a notch. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. That's the kind of song you sing when Jesus says, let's take the hill, gang. Let's take the hill. You sing, be thou my vision. Okay, quick one more bit here. I got a PS today. It's called A Field Team is Forming. Are you in? All right, this is Sower Nation. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. And the time has finally come in the summer of encouragement. I'm calling it the Field Team. It's my own take on what rock bands call a street team. The Field Team is made up of sowers whose lives are being so transformed by Jesus with the help of the wake-up call that they want to become empowered sowers of this mission across their own fields of influence. It looks like what so many of you are already doing, taken to the next level of love and intention. In time, I want to be sending the Field Team packets of seed cards that can be given out to others to help them join us. I'd like to equip you to better share the wake-up call in your churches and neighborhoods and across your social media channels. I want to create space for you to share your stories of what helped you to share this ministry with others and the impact it's having across the fields of your lives. In time, and this always happens with seedbed, the best sowing ideas will be coming from you. I want you to have the t-shirt and the coffee mug and the refrigerator magnet and the bumper sticker that gently awaken attention and help launch life-changing conversations. And no, we don't have those yet. And yes, you will help us design it all. In short, the Field Team is a mission of extravagant sowing and a ministry of making introductions. And don't worry, I'm not going to send you a lot more emails. It will be all goodness and no gimmicks. So, if you sense this invitation is from the Holy Spirit to you, click on the link in today's email down in the PS and we'll get started. And if not yet, just sow on with my blessing and I'll see you on the field. All right, guys. please look at that. Please consider it. Click on the link, just three or four little questions, get some information, and we'll be off to the races. But this is going to be what I'm calling the beta version. It's sort of phase one. We'll figure it out as we go. You know, one of my mottos is start before you're ready. I've been waiting on this one a long time, the field team. So let's go. Let's do this. All right. We're running a little bit over this morning. Thank you for your grace. It's Taco Tuesday. Lots of grace today. Lots of tacos. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.